Welcome back to another Daily Walk. And today I want to spend a little bit of time talking about faith and heaven. And heaven won't have much faith. Wait, what? Yeah, it's actually kind of true. And this is an interesting discussion we were having in a church not too long ago. And I thought I'd like to explore that topic in a little bit more detail. And so the thing is that we are to walk by faith, but that is here on earth. Because it is how we walk on faith that determines how we live in heaven. In fact, I didn't even include one of the best verses about this from Revelation. Behold, I am coming with me, and my reward is with me, and I will give unto each person according to what he has done. Completely forgot about that verse when I was doing the notes here. So there's always that one from Revelation. I'll put that one on the screen, of course. But I wanted to go ahead and talk about what we were getting into and kind of discuss the direction here and looking at this idea of faith and what is it and what does it mean? What does it do? How does it impact us in the kingdom? So we want to start by looking at 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 4 through 8, and we want to pay special attention to verse 7. So verses 4 through 8, for indeed, while we were in this tent, we groaned, being burdened, because we do not want to be unclothed, but to be clothed, so that what is mortal will be swallowed up by life. Now, he who prepared us for this very purpose is God, who gave us the Spirit as a pledge. Therefore, being always of good courage, knowing that while we were at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord. For we walk by faith, not by sight. We are of good courage, I say, and prefer rather to be absent from the body and to be at home with the Lord. Now that verse 7, we walk by faith and not by sight. Very common phrase. It's one of those verses everybody knows, and very few people understand the gravity and the depth of what that verse could possibly mean. But ultimately, faith means that we are walking by the ways that we don't necessarily see, we don't necessarily understand as much. We do it based on the knowledge that we have. I mean, go back and look at Thomas when Jesus is resurrected. He's sitting there going, I won't believe it until I can put my hands in the holes, I can feel them, all these types of things. And he says, Jesus appears to him and says to him, this one's not my notes either, a lot of more verses here I always come to when I sit down to record these. But he says to Jesus there, Jesus says back to him, now that you have seen, you believe, but blessed are those who have not seen and yet still believe. Faith is believing that Jesus did indeed raise from the grave. And I want to cover one of the parables which is very relevant to this topic. And this is the parable of the talents. And we're going to pull this one from Matthew 25, verses 14 through 30. For it is just like a man to go about on a journey who called his own slaves and entrusted his possessions to them. Then to one of them he gave 5 talents, another 2, and another 1 according to each his own ability, and he went on his journey. Immediately, the one who received 5 talents went and traded with them and gained 5 more. In the same way, the one who had received 2, gained 2 more. The one who received 1 talent went, dug a hole in the ground and hid his master's money. Now, after a long time, the master of those slaves came and settled accounts with him. The one who had received the 5 talents came up and brought 5 more talents, saying, Master, you entrusted 5 talents to me. See, I have gained 5 more. His master said to him, well done, good and faithful slave. You were faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Enter into the joy of your master. Also to the one who received 2 talents came up and said, Master, you entrusted me 2 talents. See, I have gained 2 more. His master said to him, well done, good and faithful slave. You were faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Enter the joy of your master. And to the one who had received 1 talent came up and said, Master, I knew you were a hard man, reaping where you did not sow, gathering where you did not scatter any seed. And I was afraid, and I went away and hid your talent in the ground. See, you have what is yours. But his master answered and said to him, you wicked and lazy slave, you knew I reap where I did not sow and gathered where I scattered no seeds. Then you ought to have put my money in the bank, and on my arrival I would have received my money back with interest. Therefore, take the talent away from him and give it to the one who has 10. For to everyone who has, more shall be given and an abundance, and he will have an abundance. But from the one who does not have, even what he does have will be taken away. throw out the worthless slave into the outer darkness, into the place where there is weeping and gnashing of teeth. That is exactly a story of faith. The man who was faithful with much will be given much. And that is really a principle that we have in the kingdom, that when we are entrusted to, whether it's resources or whether it's people or whether it's opportunities, when we do good things with those resources, God blesses us with more resources and ultimately in a better place in the kingdom. It is our use of resources on earth that dictates our faithfulness to God through our faith in God, which is used to determine our position in heaven. Now, what does all this have to do with the idea of faith and heaven? I want to look at this verse here from James chapter 2, verse 19. You believe that God is one, you do well. Even the demons believe and they shudder. Of course, this is that famous discussion between faith and works, the importance of doing good works in the Christian life. Not that we are saved by them, but we are saved unto doing such works. And in that manner, the demons here are said, hey, these guys aren't making it anywhere, and they believe in God. Well, do the demons believe in God? No. The demons have objective fact of God. They have walked in his presence. There's no faith here. Remember that from Hebrews 11:1, faith is the assurance of things hoped for and the conviction of things not seen. But the demons have seen him. We on earth today have not physically seen God. Yet, when we are faithful to him, we are granted wonderful positions in heaven. The demons did not have faith in God. They have objective knowledge of God. So even if you have objective knowledge of God, according to James, and you are not doing the things God calls us to do, we are harming our position in future heaven. The ultimate point, though, of all of this, heaven has no faith. Once we make it to heaven, we know that there is a God. We are on earth to do the good deeds God would have us to do so that we would continue in blessings into the kingdom. So in other words, there is no faith in heaven, only here on earth, because the faith that we have in God will determine our faithfulness to carry out God's kingdom. Work for God here is for our future place in heaven, going back to the parable of the 10 talents. So that is an interesting thought and discussion I came across listening to a message, and I thought it was worthy of further discussion. So let me know your thoughts about all that down below. Of course, you can help support the channel, ourwalkinchrist.com, and have a look at the support page and also the books page to see the various books that we have over there for sale. With that, thank you for watching. I hope that you enjoy your daily walk in our Lord.
Thank you for tuning in. Our Walk in Christ podcast is a listener-supported presentation. For more information about how you can help, check out ourwalkinchrist.com/support or our Patreon page at patreon.com/TomM. That's TOMM. Digital and paperback books are available on several online bookstores or at our website. Once again, the website is ourwalkinchrist.com.